Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Trac O'Brien, and this week we're talking about conscious consumerism. It's an attitude and a lifestyle. It's based on values and ideals. So what do you think it might mean?
Being aware of, you know, where the products you buy are coming from and, you know, what they're made of, what they're composed of.
Morally, thinking about what you're buying or what you're using or what you're giving or how you're spending.
Knowing what you're buying and using.
Being mindful of your purchases and the impact on the environment from them.
I think it means being aware of what you're buying, being conscious when you're buying something, that you are aware of where it's come from and ultimately where it'll go when you're done with it.
Lots covered there, but to find out exactly what is involved with conscious consumerism, I met up with Lorna Ann Tierney from theearthymarketplace.com.
So conscious consumerism is about having an awareness about your purchases and knowing that those purchases, they have an impact both socially, economically and environmentally.
Right.
So it's about making a decision when you go into a store, pausing before you purchase, asking why before you buy, just taking that moment, you know, to take a step back and not do the immediate impulse buy that we're all accustomed to. And thinking, firstly, do I need this product? Where did this product come from? What's this product made of? And then deciding, do I need to buy it?
Yeah, so it's just slow down that process.
Yes.
Of just instinctively grabbing something.
Exactly.
And deciding why you want to buy it.
Exactly, because we unfortunately live in a consumerist society.
Yeah.
We're within a system that makes us feel the need to buy more and more.
Yeah.
That we can't be blamed for that.
Yeah.
So basically, conscious consumerism is about taking a pause and thinking, do I actually need this? It's about deciding, like, do I even need to buy anything at all? Can I get something secondhand? Like, conscious consumerism isn't all about buying.
Okay.
It's the anti-consumerism.
Right.
So it's asking yourself, can I get something that's secondhand? Can I look at home and see, do I actually already have something that will fulfill this need? Can I mend it? Can I repair it? And then if not, I mean, we all have to live and we do have to buy things.
Yeah.
Then when I need to buy something new, will I buy it from a sustainable, local and ethical source? When you shop with a sustainable business, that you know where the materials for your item that you're choosing to buy is coming from, that you can usually speak to the shop owner and you can ask them, what's this made of? Where did it come from? Is this a locally sourced material? So you're pretty much guaranteeing yourself that you're having a much lower impact, much lower carbon footprint, and you can feel really confident in that knowledge. Whereas with bigger corporations and industries, there's no traceability. And it's also important to recognize that you have power in the purchases you decide to make or not to make. That it is actually quite empowering to realize that these decisions can help towards creating the world that we all want to live in. I think that people also need to think about the aspects of the economy. So if you go and you purchase something from a local sustainable or ethical business, that you're putting money right back into your community, that's going to create jobs, and it create a stronger community network, because you're going into stores, you're meeting people that live near you, you're seeing them face to face rather than just clicking online somewhere.
Yeah. Something that is coming up more and more in the future is about shopping local. That this is the biggest investment you can make.
Yeah.
Even if initially you have to pay a little bit extra, but you're actually investing far more into the local economy.
Exactly. And then also, it's really important to recognize the fact that when you buy from a small business in general, those people, like, hold your purchase dearly to their hearts. Like, that can really make or break a business and make such a difference for that person as an individual and their business as a whole. Whereas when you're going and you're buying from big industrialized businesses, like, you're just a drop in the ocean.
They don't care
They really don't care. Yeah. So, you know, somebody's out there happy dancing when you purchase from them and they're a small business.
Excellent. Liz and Lorna and Tierney, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Conscious consumerism involves making more thoughtful shopping decisions, often with the goal of consuming less and prioritising sustainability. It can take the form of supporting companies that follow higher ethical standards, purchasing more durable products and buying fair trade goods.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Namyan with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.